Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for holding, and welcome to the Achmea analyst call. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Willem van Duijn. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, and welcome to all of you. Thank you for taking the effort to dial in this call, knowing that there are some other calls also at this very moment. Welcome also on behalf of Michel Amy. As usual, we will make the presentation where I will discuss the first slides of the presentation, which you have probably received, and Michel will go into further detail when it comes to the financials. Starting this presentation with the outcomes of 2019, a strong increased operational results of 547 million, a robust solvency 240% after dividend. What we see over the last years, the last period delivering together, we have improved our results year-on-year, and at the same time have taken measures to further reduce the volatility. If you look at our ambitions over the last three years with regard to the cost reduction, we have outperformed our ambition of 200 million euro with 275 million. At the same time, we have seen a growth in our non-life and health business, where we maintained our market leadership. Looking at distribution, we still are a leading company in the Dutch market when it comes to mobile and online services. At the same time, we've expanded our business model through services and new propositions. Worthwhile mentioning is also the strong growth of our asset management activities, not yet visible in the results of 2019, but in 2020, we started with more than 200 billion euro assets under management. Also, thanks to the fact that we have taken the asset management activities of the pension fund for public transport. All in all, both in 2019 and also over the planning period, we have delivered on our ambitions and create a further strengthened foundation for the coming period, which we will call the sum of us. Also, I think it's important to mention that we still operate in a volatile environment. Low interest rates, climate change, health provisions, these are factors which always continue to play a role in the way we do our business. On top of that, we are aware of the fact that there is a coronavirus flying around, which also will have an impact on our business. We will come back to that later. On the next slide, you see in the graph the growth of our operational results, the increase of gross written premiums, the reduction of our operating expenses, and an important increase of our Solvency II ratio. On slide five, we report that all our business lines contribute to the good result of 2019. In non-life, also with a good combined ratio of 95%. In pension and life, again, a strong contribution to the result, also based on improved technical and investment results. Further growth in retirement services. International activities, a slight reduction of the contribution, mainly as a result of the wildfires in Australia. Compared to 2018, we had a positive result on health. Incidental positive result, I have to say. Other activities improved because of a better result of Achmea Reinsurance and lower reorganization expenses. health, positive results on the current underwriting year, both for basic and supplementary insurance, due to the fact that we had higher claims over prior years, there was an impact on the result last year too. On the next slide, we elaborate on the way we do our business and the focus on sustainability, employership, online services, and the impact we want to make on society. When it comes to sustainability, we have a focus on being carbon neutral in 2030. Centauro here has placed a huge solar park of more than 4,000 solar panels, and also customers can, through Centauro here, buy their own solar panels. We phased out investments in coal and tar sand, and the healthcare real estate fund of Centros Armea, again, was declared to be the most sustainable in the world. In the area of employership, we have again been declared the most favored employer in the insurance and pension industry. We made some bold moves when we cancelled actually the performance reviews, putting in place, by the way, more frequent discussions with our staff. We implemented paid partner leave for parents, improved the work-life balance by the introduction of a 34-hour work week as per 2021, and also based on the fact that we are a health company and have good health in our strategy, we abandoned smoking within the premises of Armea. Important for Armea is that we continue to invest in our leading mobile and online services. Distribution remains key for Armea. And on top of that, we started an Armea Innovation Fund for promising startups. We already have in place the first application of blockchain in our international reinsurance business. In our health company, we have a program to promote a healthy lifestyle for our customers, supported by an app which is used by over 50,000 active users. And of course, omnichannel remains important for Centraal Beheer. In our ambition to create also value for society, we work closely together with Association Armea, and being a cooperative insurance company also emphasizes that we have a long-term view and aim to not only contribute to the benefit of our customers, but also to society. As an example, we mentioned in this presentation the awareness campaigns Automotus and Fono. You might know that since the recent years, we see an increase in the number of casualties of people who participate in traffic. After many years of decline, it's not good to see that as a result of or due to the use of mobile devices while participating in traffic, there's an extremely negative impact, and we have an ambition to make people aware of the fact that it's not a good idea to participate and use your mobile device. And at the same time, at Interpolis, as an example, we aim at reducing burnout systems, so we have a program in place to improve mental health. I will now continue on slide 16, talking a little bit and looking forward to the next planning period, which started at the beginning of this year. As I said, under the name The Sum of Us, we want to capitalize on the unique composition of the Armea Group and the fact that we have a long-term view as a mutual cooperative insurance company. we want to focus on a healthy, safe, and future-proof society, and want to achieve that with programs in the area of good health close to everyone, clean, safe, and smart mobility, as mentioned before, a safe living and working environment, carefree in entrepreneurship and good employership, and financial solutions for today, tomorrow, and later. In detail on the next slide, with our cooperative identity, we also continue to invest significantly in innovation and distribution, which we think is key for our business model. We will continue and even increase to join forces both within and outside the company. We will also start partnerships to make a bigger impact in the marketplace and also for our customers. And, of course, by doing that, we also want to achieve long-term healthy financial returns. In terms of targets in our non-life business, we want to grow in market share in retail, self-employed, and SME. In health, as said before, good health closer available to everyone, and also to utilize competence and data for services related to vitality and healthy entrepreneurship. Pension and life, there the focus is strongly on cost management, balance sheet optimization, and also we are aiming for a stable development of the results, growth in term life insurance and annuities. Retirement services, also a growth area, increasing scale of the business is important in the planning period. And internationally, we want to retain our position and expand in our positions in the markets where we want to have a relevant position and aiming for growth in new markets. That, ladies and gentlemen, is from my side as an introduction on the results of 2019. Michel will now guide you in more detail through the results over last year. Michel, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Willem. I will continue my presentation on slide 19, which summarizes the financial results for 2019. Good results across the board. An operational result of 547, it's an uplift of 40% or over 150 million compared to 2018. A net result of 481, which obviously comprises the operational result as well as the tax deduction. Effective tax rate is 12% for 2019. And this is impacted one-off by the partial reversal of the decrease of the corporate tax rate in the Netherlands, which has led to an uplift of our DTA position. Gross written premiums at 19.949 billion. It's practically at the level of 2018. In the underlying portfolios, we see a significant growth in our non-life company of 6% and health of 1%. Our pension and life premiums decreased by about 20% in line with our service book strategy and also following the sale of Friends First. The operating expenses are down by 5% by continuing the IT, the digitization and the migration of our IT. The number of FTE also down, which is a combination of a decrease in the Netherlands and a slight uplift internationally on the back of the growth of the portfolio, also in line with our strategy. Solvency increased from 198 to 214. Important factors being the continued release of capital from the closed book portfolio, and what we see in the second half of the year is a reduced impact of market developments compared to the first half, and I will highlight this further in my presentation. On slide 20, is a summary of the main financial results during delivering together. Financial developments in line with our strategy. The financial strategy is to focus on the improvement of structural results, thereby also improving our financial ratios. And we supplement that by focusing on balance sheet optimization to further increase our free capital generation. And as shown in the slide, there's a continuous improvement over 3 years, a cumulative cost reduction of over 270 million, way above the ambition of 200 million. Structural results have been improved by constantly improving our portfolios by changing our premiums as well as claims management efforts and cost reduction. In terms of solvency, a continued development as well. We've also taken measures to reduce our volatility, for example, by the capital hedge program we have in place to reduce the impact of interest developments on our solvency position. And we've also made changes to our reinsurance program, for example, for catastrophes. This financial strategy is also the key strategy as part of the Sum of Us, our new strategy, alongside obviously sustained investments in further growth and developments of new services and propositions, and we will continue to focus on balance sheet optimization. Clearly, there are some challenges in our environment, including low interest rate, as well as the potential impact of the coronavirus. It's very difficult to say at this point what the impact will be. And in relation to our strategy, we will announce a further date later on during this year for our Capital Markets Day. We haven't done so yet due to the coronavirus. Go to slide 21, which provides further details on the individual segments. 21 is on the non-life segment. Significant increase of our results. The combined ratio improved to 95%, which is comprised of a combined ratio of the P&C business of 94.8 and the income protection of 96.3. Operational result of 178 million, a growth of the book of 6%. The 6% for one third is growth in new clients and policies, and two thirds in relation to amendments to our premium. The growth is mainly in retail, SME, and agro, in line with our strategy. In our individual books, in property casualty, we see an underlying improvement of the profile. In the income protection book, we did see, as also reported during the half year, an increase in sickness, which we continuously tackle by focusing on recovery and reintegration measures. In our health business, which is slide 22, the operational result decreased compared to 2018 to 62 million. This is comprised of a loss of 24 million on the basic health insurance portfolio. The growth of the overall portfolio is at 1%, which is a combination of the increase of premium in line with the inflation of healthcare costs and a slight reduction of our customer base. The result of basic health is effectively a combination of a very positive result of the current year, We've also been able to set a premium for 2020 practically at cost with a very low loss provision of around 20 million. But we had negative results relating to prior years, in particular higher medical specialist care expenses relating to the underwriting year 2016. In supplementary health, a strong result of 86 million at the level of last year, slight decrease of our premium, but a consistent cross-sell of 80% between basic health insurance and supplementary health. The pension and life business has contributed significantly, continued good contribution, a development of the portfolio in line with expectations. Clearly, the service book nature leads to a decrease in our premium levels, also in line with the expectation. But we see an overall development which is positive in terms of our results. It's supported by technical results, mortality, but also interest result. The operating expenses are slightly above 2018, and this relates to further investments in restructuring, but also in IT migration, obviously geared towards future cost reduction. The open book grew by 6% in the term life segment as well as the annuity segment. In retirement services, on slide 24, the strategy is very much focused on growth creating further scale in all our businesses. The bank had a significant improvement of the results. Obviously, one of the reasons is the integration of the ASR portfolio, the transaction announced in 2019, 125,000 customers, a savings volume of 1.7 billion, and a mortgage portfolio of 1.5 billion. This created further scale and use of the balance sheet of the bank. It also provided us with a one-off fair value result of 18 million for effectively the spread result in the period between the signing of the SPA and the actual transfer of the portfolio. And we also reduced the funding cost of the bank. The investment management company was very successful in obtaining growth. Assets under management is at the year end at 147 billion, another 32 added by, will be added in early 2020 by the new contract with the pension fund for the transportation sector. The result was slightly down due to one-off costs relating to the onboarding of new clients. And in our pension administration business, our pension services, we're in full transition. We phased out the mandatory sectoral pension funds. We are developing the IT system. But we also had significant growth in terms of our business. The result is still negative, but by focusing on growth and adding scale, we will further enhance the profitability of this portfolio. In international, on slide 25, a small decrease of our results, mainly relating to the wildfire damages in Australia. The total claims in 2019 were 4 million. And we had lower healthcare results, mainly in Slovakia. On a like-for-like basis, our premium increased by 3% in line with our strategy. And we also increased our number of online policies by 15%, also in line with our strategy to focus on non-life, direct, and banking distribution outside the Netherlands. Then the segment other, it's a negative number, minus 108, but a significant improvement compared to 2018. Other is negative due to the fact that the financing expenses and the holding expenses of the group are effectively reflected in other. The improvement relates to the strong improvement of the results of the reinsurance company. Clearly, 2018 was affected by the January storms, but apart from this, we see an improvement of the underwriting profile for 2019. Sarev was able to increase its assets under management from 21.5 to 23.3. Results are slightly down due to restructuring expenses as well as investments in a new IT system. And on the whole, also the expenses at group level were lower than last year due to, for example, lower restructuring expenses and the continued focus on cost reduction as a whole. That is my detail on the results. Then on slide 28, there's a summary of the development of our solvency ratio. The solvency ratio as at year-end is 214%, clearly after dividend comprising of 5 percentage points. Overall, a significant improvement of the solvency ratio to 214, which is very robust as a ratio. The solvency improved from 198 to 214. In particular, the portfolio developments has had a significant impact on the development of the solvency. This relates to the economic results of our businesses, as well as the release of capital of the closed book portfolio. Another big contributor to the increase of solvency is the balance sheet optimization, which is part of our strategy, and it mainly relates in this case to further refinements of the internal model for market risk. Market development stood at minus one, and this is effectively the balance between the impact of the interest movements and spread movements, and at the same time the increase of the share price and the share value, leading to a balance of minus one. The same developments obviously are reflected in the free capital generation on slide 29. A very significant free capital generation in 2019 of 546 million, and the developments in line with the explanation of the developments of the solvency. On slide 30, there's a summary of the main ratios. A decrease of the debt leverage ratio on the back of an improvement of the equity position, but also the decrease or the redemption of the 200 million Swiss franc loan, leading to a better debt leverage ratio. On the back of the improvement of the results, the fixed charge coverage ratio has improved again to 5.3. And the liquidity at 700 million. And ratings stable, S&P A and Fitch A+. So in summary, very strong results in 2019, supported by the result, the solvency ratio, which is robust, and the fixed charge coverage ratio and the other ratios. The strategic and financial ambitions of Delivering Together achieved, and we're continue our work on the sum of us, building on the foundation, continuing our financial strategy, and expanding the business model.
Okay, thank you. Moderator, it's time now for the Q&A session. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start a question and answer session now. If you have a question or remark, please press star 1. Go ahead, please, star 1 for questions or remarks.
So,
questions, remarks, please press star 1.
Moderator, if there are no questions coming?
There are no questions, sir. Please continue.
Okay. Then, finalizing this call, I would like to thank everybody for taking the effort to dial in, as said before. Looking forward to meeting you in person again when and if the coronavirus allows us. And we're looking forward to further face-to-face discussions. In the meantime, if you have any further questions later on, don't hesitate to contact our investor relations department. We are very willing to answer any questions if they might come up. So far, thank you very much. And operator, you can now finalize the call.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the Achmea Analyst Call. You may now disconnect your line. Thank you very much.